This time of year, there can be some rather dramatic swings in the weather. Of course, winter is getting closer and closer, so we expect to get some cold and snow, which we've had recently. But we're going to leave that chilly and snowy weather behind, as temperatures are in the process of warming up right now. And there's some mild weather ahead for the remainder of this week. And it looks like that warm weather will stick around through the weekend. So it's going to be a nice opportunity to get outside to enjoy the mild weather. Of course, fresh air is always a good thing, and we know that winter is still not too far down the road, so we'll appreciate any of these nice days that we will see. Right now, it's looking quite nice across eastern New York and western New England. There is a warm front that is working its way through, so temperatures are warming now. And it's going to remain fairly mild as we head into tonight, at least considering it's November. We'll see lows largely in the 30s to around 40 degrees, which it's still chilly enough that you'll want to have a coat if you're going to be outside. But considering the time of year, those overnight lows aren't too bad at all. It'll be a mainly clear night, and some areas of fog are possible, especially in the valleys and near bodies of water. And then we're looking ahead to a really nice day for your Thursday. We'll see sunshine, maybe a few clouds at times, but I think the sun will be more of the bigger player tomorrow. Temperatures will reach the upper 50s to low 60s, so it is going to be a nice day to get outside, and you really won't need a heavy coat, especially around and after lunchtime. The weather picture remains quiet on Friday, with temperatures reaching the low to mid 60s. And then by Saturday, highs will be in the mid to upper 60s. A few spots could come close to the 70-degree mark. In the tropics today, we have Eta, which came ashore yesterday. The storm has come down in terms of wind intensity as it is over land, but it's still a very, very heavy rainmaker over Central America. The storm is expected to emerge off the east coast of the Yucatan Peninsula in the coming days, and then it could impact Cuba and maybe Florida by early next week. So that's something to monitor in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with some areas of fog, lows in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 30s to lower 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with some areas of fog, lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the low to mid 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the upper 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower 60s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny and continued mild, with highs in the low to mid-60s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.